I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another week here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, David the Super Millennial. This week on the Stress Mastery Podcast, our topic is on mastery. In today's episode of Mondays with the Super Millennial, we're going to discuss master being bad. Before we get started with today's episode, I would like to remind you guys that access to the Stress Mastery community is absolutely free for the first 30 days. Sign up today and get complete access to courses, evaluations, community discussions, and much, much more. If you guys have any questions, email me at david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com, and I'll make sure to take care of any concerns you guys may have. Simply go to www.stressmasterycommunity.com or use the links below. We got a new module coming out. We have a new 90-day wellness challenge coming out. There's so much more happening in the community. It's a perfect, perfect time to join. We hope to see you guys in the community very soon. Now let's get started with today's episode. When we hear the word mastery, we usually associate it with something or someone being very good or being an expert at something. But when we hear mastery, we never think of an expert at being bad. I know. Hear me out. I don't mean being bad at one specific thing. I mean being good at being bad at a lot of things. And I know this is going to sound confusing. Hear me out. There's a good point to this. Our generation has become bad at failing and being bad at trying new things that we just quit or don't even try or begin to start it. When I say we need to master being bad, I mean we need to have the courage and the willingness to fail in order to get good at something. It is having the ability to know that you're bad at something and still attempt it and still go after it, because eventually you being bad will turn into you being an expert, becoming a master at that. But you need to master being able to fail multiple times. You need to master being bad at something multiple times in order to become good. It's that practice. Our generation has become very bad at being bad. If something's too hard, we won't attempt it. If something's too strenuous or difficult or may embarrass us, we won't try it. And that is the problem. We are bad at being bad. When we were younger, we used to do things all the time that we weren't good at. And we would work at it and work at it and work at it until we became good at it. For some reason, as we got older, we no longer attempt things that we are no longer good at. We just want to be an expert. We want to be the top person. We expect to be a master the first time we do things. And, you know, I think that's the big problem. People nowadays give up or stop trying the moment they aren't an expert at something right away. It's crazy. They lack the willingness to get embarrassed to learn because they are a master right away. People expect to be an expert at something that requires skill instantly. And I was guilty of it. At first, I used to get extremely frustrated when I wasn't perfect at something that required months and months or time and time of trial and error and practice. And I used to get frustrated and I wasn't a very good person at being bad. I didn't have that volition to learn and to get good. And it's something that used to hold me back because I wouldn't attempt things that I knew I wasn't good at. I only took shots that I knew I would make, essentially. And that caused me to miss a lot of opportunities. I needed to become a master at being bad in order to take shots and opportunities that, you know, otherwise I would have missed if I didn't, because I needed, or in my head, I thought I needed to be an expert. People are scared to do something wrong. People are scared to be bad. And that's the problem. We need to become experts. We need to become masters at being bad in order to become good or an expert at something. It's as simple as that. Being bad at something doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be bad at it forever. Everybody starts somewhere. Nobody's a pro athlete from the first day. But you're bad. You take the time, you go through it, and you say, I'm not going to be bad at this. You continue. You put in the time and the effort. You put in the embarrassing work for, you know, for a lot of us. And then you become, and you start to transition into this expert life. But you can't do that until you go through being bad at something. That's the big thing to remember. It is not a bad thing to become an expert at being bad, to be a master at being bad. Because you have to. You have to be able to go through those trials. You have to be willingness and have that courage to go through the time period of being bad and not just quitting or avoiding something because you're not good at it. So, what can we do to become masters at being bad? As weird as it sounds, we need to learn how to do this. We need to learn how to be our masters at failing. And here are my four tips for it. The first one is allow yourself to be embarrassed. You know, have fun with it. Go with it. If you're embarrassing, you're stopping yourself from doing something, you're letting your ego step in the way and put a story in your head that's not allowing you to attempt something. Allow yourself to have fun. Get embarrassed. You know, try new things. It's okay to not be an expert at something the first time you try it. It's okay not to be an expert the first few times you try it. And honestly, sometimes it may be a few years before you start becoming an expert, but that's what the whole practice and timing and everything like that works. Allow yourself to be embarrassed. Number two, have patience with yourself. This goes along with the being embarrassed part. It's going to take time to become an expert, a master at something, but you have to have consistent effort that goes along with it, even if you're bad at it. You have to become a master at being bad in order to become a master at the task or whatever you're doing. Have patience. Nothing comes overnight. Nothing will ever come overnight. And nothing that lasts will come overnight. You need to have patience. Allow yourself to be embarrassed. Have patience and continue to push forward. Number three is try new things. That's the whole point of being a master at being bad, is to take shots. Be courageous. Have your willingness to take these opportunities, even though you know you may not be the best at it right now. Because in the future, you may be. You may be an expert. You may be the master at it. But you need to take shots at opportunities that come. You need to try new things, even if you're bad at it right now. That is the beauty of all of this, is that being bad isn't a bad thing. Being bad is attempting of where you're at right now, your current skill level, so you can become an expert and master at something. And number four, understand that everything is for you. If you're bad at something, and you're putting time, effort, consistency, and stuff, and you're grinding towards something, and it's not really your forte, it's not something you really feel passionate about, sometimes you should just pass it up. I've done that with a few things, and it's something where I said, hey, I tried it. It's not really for me, and I keep on moving. I understand that it's not for me. Doesn't mean that if I didn't put the time in that I wouldn't be good at it, but it just may not be for me, and you got to find out, is it worth your time? And that goes for a lot of things. Be bad at things that you want to be good at, and that's it. It's as simple as that. Become the master of being bad. But if you're being bad at something and something's really not for you, you're not really attached to it, and you don't really want to become an expert for it, sometimes trying it, say you tried it, hey, it was great. It was, you know, I have that experience now, but I'm going to just let it go. Let it go. Not everything is for everybody. Don't beat yourself up because you're not good at something that you don't even want to be good at. be a master at being bad, but don't beat yourself up if you're not good at something that you don't even want to work on. So let's recap on the four things that I have, and we'll go ahead and get out of here today. So the first one I have is allow yourself to be embarrassed. Number two is have patience, please. Number three, try new things. And number four, not everything is for you. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. And you could join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are below the show. I'm excited for what Bill has for us this week. And I'm excited for our book study at the end of the week on Friday. So stay tuned and make sure you guys are here for that. Until next time, stay inspired.